This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Top of page 337 is where we are at. This is the podcast where I am your host. I would like to read these words and definitions to you. My name is Spencer. How are you doing? Hello. Great to have you. And just read a short little section of a page, and then I talk about the things that I read while I read them, and then sometimes there's guests, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, I just scheduled a guest to be on relatively soon. I don't know. Their episode will probably air in December, and then I'm going to schedule maybe 2 more guests, but you might hear them before the end of the 2022 year. So that's a lot of guests coming up. The first word in this episode is derring do. Derring do, that's it. DERRING-DO. Derring do. You know, this does sound like a maybe Scottish word. Let's find out. Noun from 1579. It doesn't say anything about Scottish. I feel very bad now. Daring action. That is what it means. Daring action. The synonym is just daring, and the example is deeds of daring do. What is this phrase? It is from Middle English, doring dawn, which means daring to do, from doring, which is from the verb doren, which means to dare. So yeah, that makes sense, dare. And then don, which means to do. That all makes perfect sense. So it's a daring thing to do. It's a daring action. In Die Hard, he did a lot of daring do's. Where do people use this? Do people still use this? It does sound like a very much like a phrase that you'd hear in the UK somewhere. But hey, maybe if I go for a jog, for me, that would be a daring do. Sometimes just standing up is a daring do. Sound effect time, which says that word's over. Here comes the next word. Zippity-boop. Derringer is the next word, with a G-E-R at the end. Derringer. Noun from 1853. It is a short-barreled pocket pistol. A short-barreled pocket pistol. This is from Henry Derringer. Interesting, though, his name is spelled with one R in the middle, and this word, Derringer, has two R's. I wonder why that happened. Henry Derringer was an American inventor and died in 1869. I don't know why they don't have the years, birth year and death year. Why do you just say they died in this year? I don't understand. But Henry Derringer made at least one thing, a short-barreled pocket pistol, but he probably made other things. Sibby-dibby-doop-boop. The next word is derris. D-E-R-R-I-S. Noun from 1919. 1. A preparation, chiefly of ground derris roots, used as an insecticide. Well, I think this number 2 definition is probably going to be the derris roots. So you take these roots and you mix them all up with, you ground them up and maybe put other stuff with them, and then you can use it as an insecticide so the insects don't bite you. Because maybe in wherever this stuff grows, they got some really bad insects and you could maybe get some diseases. Number two, any of a large genus of tropical Eurasian shrubs and woody vines of the legume family, including sources of poisons and especially commercial sources of rotenone. Well, it didn't say that it's a root, shrub, and a vine, but maybe, I mean, both of those have roots, so maybe those roots are taken for the insecticide, and it's part of the legume family, so I wonder if it grows legumes, but then it's got poison in it, and whatever rotenone is. Okay, so this is from the genus name, which is just Darris, which is from the Greek. And I'm looking back previously in all the skin words, because it says it's from the Greek, which means skin. And I was just, oh, is it Darien? Is that what it is? D-E-R-E-I-N. Oh, come on. Where is that actual information? So I can give you the correct stuff. Greek. Yeah, Darien is to skin. That's the verb. So, yep, that makes sense. And then there's more, the word tear. Yeah, it's the same thing. So, why did they name this after skin? Do we need to post a picture of this stuff? Do we need to put a link in the show notes that says something about the skin? Does it look like skin? Maybe it's poisonous to the skin. I have no idea. Zee-lee-doo-doo. The next word is dervish. D-E-R-V-I-S-H. Noun from 1585. 1. A member of a Muslim religious order noted for devotional exercises. Examples of those are bodily movements leading to a trance. I think that's pretty interesting. And yeah, I think we'll have to put a link for more notes. No, put a link in the show notes for more information. And here's some more information. Number two, one that whirls or dances with or as if with the abandonment of a dervish. And I have heard of the whirling dervishes or whirling dervish, and I never quite fully understood what that was. Had maybe a little bit of an idea, but not as much as I do now. So, if you're not a dervish, but you whirl or dance around with no abandon, you just don't care, like nobody's watching. I did that once. I danced with my eyes closed, and I had no idea if there was literally anybody in the room or if anybody was watching. So I guess I wasn't whirling around. I was just dancing real weird. But so I guess you could call me a dervish in that context. But I am really fascinated. So Muslim religious order, they're noted for devotional exercise. So they probably spin around a lot, because that's whirls. That's how I think of a whirl. And maybe then they get into a trance because they're dizzy. This is from the Turkish dervis, which literally means beggar. I wonder why. Maybe they used to be beggars? Maybe they would dance as they were begging for money and food? And then it's from the Persian darvish. So yeah, gotta put more information in the show notes to learn more about the dervishes, the whirling dervishes. Although I don't think that they necessarily say that about themselves. I'm not sure. Zee-lee-doop-a-doop. Des is, oh, that was the last D-E-R word. What a thing to celebrate. Next is the D-E-S section, which probably will go on. Ooh, yeah, that's going to go on for a little while. At least 8 or so pages. So this is a prefix, and it just takes us to the number 6 definition for the D-E prefix. Should we see if we can find that real fast? We're going to have to go back a ways because, you know, there's a lot of D-E words. And we got to go all the way to the beginning of the D-E words, which, oop, I think I went a page too far. DE number 6, having a molecule characterized by the removal of one or more atoms of a specified element. So that's also des. And it says especially before vowels. So if this is going before a word that has a vowel, like oxy, then you put in the S, so you're not going from vowel to vowel. Because there's an example, desoxy, desoxy. Next word, za-za-zu-zu-zu. D-E-S, all caps, noun from 1970. And the synonym is, let's see if I can say this, diethylstilbestrol. Diethylstilbestrol. Let's have fun with that one later. Next word, desacralize, or desacralize. Transitive verb from 1911, to divest of sacred qualities or status. A thing has some sacred qualities or status, but we're going to say, nope, no more. Desacralize it, or desacralize it. Let's put it through a process of desacralization or desacralization. That's a noun. I wonder how often this happens. When do you have to take a thing that's sacred and make it unsacred? The next word, ziddly-ly-doo-doo. Desalinate or desalinate. Transitive verb from 1949. And the synonym is just desalt, which is coming up real quick. Desalination or salination is a noun. Desalinator or salinator is also a noun. Yeah. Getting rid of the salt in a thing, because sometimes you got to do that for various reasons. Next, similar. What's my sound effect? Z-Z-Z-Zoo. Desalinize or desalinize. Transitive verb from 1934. The synonym again is desalt. And desalinization or salinization is a noun. So we had salinate and salinize. And here is the real word. Those were fake words. This is the real word. Z-Z-Z-U. Desalt. Transitive verb from 1904. You probably already know this, but it means to remove salt from. And desalter is a noun. Especially on the oceans, to process the water for like drinking water and stuff, they gotta desalinate it, because you can't drink water with salt in it. Please don't do that. You will get sick and possibly die, depending on how much you have. You might throw up. Our body can't handle that much salt. You need salt, but not that much salt. So yeah, you gotta desalt it. Although I think we always hear it in like desalinate and not so much desalt. If you don't like the salt and you got a saltine, a cracker, and you don't want so much salt, you just brush off the salt into the garbage bin or the sink or my mouth, and that is a desalting. The next word, zeebidoop-boop, desanctify. Transitive verb from 1956, and the synonym is another word we already had. Desacralize or desacralize. Desanctification is a noun. So it's the same thing. Desacralize, desanctify. Next word. Descant. Yeah, descant. D-E-S-C-A-N-T. First form. You could also spell it and pronounce it. Discant. Discant. Discant do dat. Dat does dat. This is a noun from the 14th century. 1a. A melody or counterpoint sung above the plain song of the tenor. The tenor is singing a song. La 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 la. And then the descant or the discant is... La, 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 la. La 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 la. 1B. The art of composing or improvising contrapuntal part music. So that's music with point and counterpoint. And then also, the music so composed or improvised. Oh, descant. It's an art of composing, improvising music, and then what you are making is also the descant. It's all about point and counterpoint, two things going on at once that are complementary but different. They're similar but different. They're in the same key. They harmonize, but they're kind of their own things. And they sound good alone, and they sound even better together. 1C. The synonyms are soprano and treble. 1D, a superimposed counterpoint to a simple melody sung typically by some or all of the sopranos. 2, discourse or comment on a theme. What sort of theme are we talking about here? A theme, like an essay, a theme of a musical theme probably, but if you're talking about it, then that is the descant. This is from Latin, Middle Latin discantus, which is from the Latin dis prefix plus the next word cantus, which means song, and there's more at the word chant. So dis, I guess maybe we'll learn more when we get to the dis prefix, but basically it's a song that's something else is going on with it. Next word. Zilululup. Descant, second form. You can also emphasize the second syllable, so it's descant or discant. Des or dis again. Intransitive verb from the 15th century. 1. To sing or play a descant. But then broadly, the synonym is sing. Number 2, synonyms are comment and discourse. So yes, this was the verb form, and the previous one was the noun. So you're descanting a descant, or you're descanting a descant. I'm not going to go through all the different possible variations, because there's like a bunch of them. I think we are on the last word, which is zilililupapu, descend. D-E-S-C-E-N-D. Descend into madness is what this podcast is doing. Verb from the 13th century, starting with intransitive, and we have a bunch of them. A holy lot. Number 1, to pass from a higher place or level to a lower one, as in, descended from the platform. That is an interesting movie, The Platform. Spanish movie about a prison where the people at the top get a lot of food, and then the platform goes down, and there's less and less food. It's kind of disgusting, but it's pretty interesting. Number 2, to pass in discussion from what is logically prior or more comprehensive. To pass in discussion. What do you mean by that? To pass in discussion from what is logically prior or more comprehensive. 3A, to originate or come from an ancestral stock or source. And the synonym is derive, as in descends from an old merchant family. We all descend from something, somewhere, someplace, sometime. You can't just come out of nowhere. We're all descendants of, well, just life. Possibly, you know, whatever the first thing that was living, even something that's we don't think of as living, like plants or trees or those cyanobacteria. We are all from that stuff. Whatever the first living thing is, we are all descendants of that. We have descended. Descendant is going to be in the next episode. Sorry for jumping ahead. 3B, to pass by inheritance, as in a desk that has descended in the family. It's an heirloom. It must be a really lovely desk if it has descended through the family. Somebody gets it, they die, they give it to somebody else. They die, they give it to somebody else, they die, they give it to somebody else. How many generations? I think we must have a few heirlooms in our family like this, but I think that at most they've probably gone like through four generations or something. That was 3B. Here is 3C. To pass by transmission, as in songs descended from old ballads. So, what old ballads, and then what, you make a new version of the song? I don't know any examples like that. 4. To incline, lead, or extend downward, as in the road descends to the river. It just keeps on going down. That's the whole thing about this word. It's all about going down. We were driving through a mountainous region recently, and there was a lot of ups and downs, and we were in this tiny little car that I was worried wasn't going to make it, but it did do it. And a lot of hairpin turns and things. Had to be real careful. And then it started raining, so that made it even harder. 5A. To swoop or pounce down, as in a sudden attack. To swoop or pounce down. Yeah, like an owl descending on an unsuspecting mouse. 5B. To appear suddenly and often disconcertingly, as if from above. All of a sudden, there's an example. Reporters descended on the candidate. All of a sudden, there were reporters, and maybe the candidate didn't really want them there. That's why it was disconcertingly. And it felt like they came from above, which is why this is descend. 6. To proceed in a sequence or gradation from higher to lower, or from more remote to nearer or more recent. To proceed in a sequence of I don't know what we're talking about here. Is this a math sequence? Gradation from higher to lower, more remote to nearer. I mean, those physically make sense in my mind. Or more recent. Just need a little bit more context, please. 7A. To lower oneself in status or dignity. Synonym is stoop. So if you're talking to somebody who maybe is acting more immature, or who's physically lower, or, you know, whatever, you gotta maybe stoop to their level, descend to their level. But, you know, there's a lot of examples. 7B. To worsen and sink in condition or estimation. Here is transitive. There's just two of them. 1. To pass, move, or climb down or down along. So it could be stairs. It could be a ladder. It could be just a wall going down a thing. 2. To extend down along. Descendable is an adjective. Just a thing that can go down, or something can go down on it. Like a road is descendable. This is from the Latin descendere, which is from de plus scandere, which means to climb. So you put the de in front of it, and it just is to climb down, probably. There's more at the word scan. Interesting. Scan. I wonder what definitions are going to be in the word scan that I can't even think of. All right. That's it. Those were all the words. So a quick reread of them sounds like this. Daring do, derringer, deris, dervish, des, des, desacralize, desalinate, desalinize, desalt, desanctify, descant, descant, descend. Ooh, okay. I was thinking about daring do. I just like the sound of it, and it's a daring action. Hooah! I've done a daring action, a daring do. but I think I'm going to pick Dervish because I'm just highly fascinated about what do they do exactly? Is it dancing? Is it actually exercise? It says it is. Yeah, I think it's just sounds interesting. So, a song about Dervish? Dervish, 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 Dervish. I don't know, sort of I was doing a little head motion, which you can't see. Maybe someday you'll be able to see my head while I do this. That was it. That was it. TV show I can recommend if you like the creepy stuff, The Midnight Club on the Netflix is very good. We watched another episode last night. Can't wait to watch the rest of it. Especially if you've read the Christopher Pike books, which I have not, but they're based on that. That is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.